The following is a teaching by Thamo Naidu. Thamo provides oversight to the Gate Global Family of Churches and is the founder and senior elder of Gate Ministry Sandton, Gauteng, South Africa. His ministry calls the church to return to accurate biblical patterns and to raise up the sons of God to represent Christ in the earth.
I'm presenting to us our understanding of the apostolic season and how we perceive it for the time that we live in. Please don't forget that. Within that purview, we are framing how we approach the season, that our pursuit, our end goal is apostolicity, the original intent that God had for the creation of the human race. Apostolicity, which is originality, authenticity, focuses on the original intent of God for His church. That intent is found in the Holy Scriptures, made up of the 66 books of the Bible. I want that to be cast in stone here amongst us. If you embrace the season, then you must embrace that the Bible is our absolute focus. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the word cannot be a theory. It must become a praxis. Whatever you hear, you must do it. And doing in this context of Matthew chapter 7 is being compared to a wise man who built his house. You have to build what you hear. And what you hear, you have to believe. I think somebody's got their translator a bit too loud. They have to drop it down, the transmission. So you have to build it. The third thing is that the apostolic season believes that certain things cannot just simply be taught. They have to be imparted. Impartations are like imputations. They are inserted into our spirits by the Holy Spirit. Not you, not me, not any one of us in the body of Christ can bring increase to the body. One sows, another waters, but only God, by His Spirit, gives increase. I can teach from now till the end of the school or till the cows come home, and no one can catch anything. But I have to learn, like the farmer, to believe that after I've released the seed into the ground, that I must adopt a posture of rest or sleep, and He will determine what grows from the seed sown. That's a parable that carries a kingdom secret. Sometimes we try too hard, sometimes we force feed, and on many occasions we overteach. I had to learn that the hard way. I would often teach for 2 hours sometimes, 3 hours, telling people to sit and listen. Most of them slept. But I thought it was about finishing my message, until I came to discover that there's only so much I can do. The rest the Holy Spirit does. You have to learn how to trust the work of the Holy Spirit. And that work is called impartation, imputation, or implantations. Like a dentist does an implant, or how a stent is inserted, we have to wait for the surgical work of the Holy Spirit when it comes to these things. Unless the Holy Spirit does it, we can do nothing. Sometimes we try too hard by our perspiration to make things happen. That's why you don't see the results you should be seeing in your people, because it's being done by perspiration and not by inspiration. Perspiration is the work, or is the breath of man on his works. But inspiration is the breath of God on the works of man. So we have to let God's breath come upon all of us. Romans 4:13 to verse 25 says, "For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith." And you know that faith comes by hearing. I cannot emphasize that it does not come in any other way but by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and how can they hear but by the word of God? But it's called here the righteousness of faith. So there's an order of how you create an environment of faith, which, and faith includes belief, trust, confidence. We call that waiting on God. Waiting on God is not a prayer time. When they say, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength," that's not locking your closet, yourself into a closet and praying. That's not waiting upon the Lord. That could include waiting on the Lord. Please don't mistake what I'm saying. But waiting upon the Lord is learning how to increase your confidence and trust in Him. Learning how to fix your gaze upon Him like a dog upon his master. Waiting on the Lord is believing Him, trusting Him, even though at times He doesn't deliver on your timelines. But just knowing that He will be there for you at the most appropriate time that He knows best for you. That's waiting upon the Lord. And righteousness of faith is that, you know, if you study Abraham, he waited approximately 25 years from the time the prophetic instruction was given to him to leave Ur of the Chaldees. He was 75. It was at the age of 100 he received what he waited for. And there's a condition here. And we have to teach our people. That's why for me, creating environment is so important for faith to be. So I have to make sure the music is at a certain level, the convener doesn't preach to my people and tire them out before the word comes, that we're not caught up with performances. The lights are not too bright nor too dim. Environment, creating a table.